The kingdom of heaven is like a man who owns some land. One morning, he went out very early to hire some people to work in his vineyard. The man agreed to pay the workers one silver coin for working that day. Then he sent them into the vineyard to work. About 9 o'clock, the man went to the marketplace and saw some people standing there, doing nothing. So he said to them, "If you go and work in my vineyard, I will pay you what your work is worth." So they went to work in the vineyard. The man went out again about 12 o'clock and again at 3 o'clock. Both times he hired people to work in his vineyard. About 5 o'clock, the man went to the marketplace again. He saw others standing there. He asked them, "Why do you stand here all day doing nothing?" They answered, "No one gave us a job." The man said to them, "Then you can go and work in my vineyard." At the end of the day, the owner of the vineyard said to the boss of all the workers, "Call the workers and pay them. Start by paying the last people I hired, then pay all of them, ending with the workers I hired first." The workers who were hired at 5 o'clock came to get their pay. Each worker received one silver coin. Then the workers who were hired first came to get their pay. They thought they would be paid more than the others, but each of them also received one silver coin. When they got their silver coin, they complained to the man who owned the land. They said, "Those people were hired last and worked only 1 hour, but you paid them the same as you paid us. And we worked hard all day in the hot sun." But the man who owned the vineyard said to one of those workers, "Friend, I am being fair to you. You agreed to work for one silver coin, so take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired the last the same money I gave you. I can do what I want with my own money. Are you jealous because I'm good to those people? So those who are last now will be someday first, and those who are first now will someday be last." Jesus was going to Jerusalem. His 12 followers were with him. While they were on the way, Jesus gathered the followers together and spoke to them privately. He said to them, "We are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be turned over to the leading priests and the teachers of the law. They will say that he must die. They will give the Son of Man to the non-Jewish people. They will laugh at him and beat him with whips, and they will kill him on the cross. But on the third day, after his death, he'll be raised to life again." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brilliant. Please do take your seats. Musicians, thank you very much for leading us there. And Sarana, thank you very much for reading that Bible passage for us. What a brilliant job you did. And we're going to think about that story that Jesus told now for a few minutes, that parable, which is a story with a meaning. We thought earlier about the question, is Jesus fair? And we're going to see that he is fair, but more than that, he's amazingly generous. Like it says up on the screen, if you can read, it says, Jesus gives eternal life to all of his workers. And we're going to have a look at that story and see that that's what it tells us. So I'm going to read the first couple of verses from that passage. Follow along if you're a reader. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who owns some land. One morning he went out very early to hire some people to work in his vineyard. The man agreed to pay the workers one silver coin for working that day. Then he sent them into the vineyard to work." So this story is going to teach us something about the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus tells us a story about a man hiring people to work in a vineyard. That's where you would grow grapes. And he hires some people. So here comes Becky. Come over here, Becky. Hello, Becky. I'm going to pretend to be the landowner. And here's Becky. It's very early in the morning. It's only 6 o'clock. Becky, would you like to come and work in my vineyard today? You would. Brilliant. Now, at the end of the day, I'm going to give you one of these. I'm going to give you one silver coin, okay? That's what I'm going to give you if you work for me for the whole day. Now, this is called a denarius, and this is what a worker would get for doing one whole day's work back in Jesus' day. And this is a big version so that you can all see, okay? And at the end of the day, I'll give you this, Becky. And it's going to be a very long day. It's going to be a very hot day. The sun's going to be beating down. So I'm going to give you a big bottle of water so that you've got lots to drink. And I'm going to give you some suntan lotion because you're going to need that, because otherwise you're going to get sunburned. So off you go, Becky. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good day's work. And Becky goes off to get started. Now, that's very early in the morning, only 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, a few hours later, if you look up at the screen, about 9 o'clock, the man went to the marketplace and saw some other people standing there doing nothing. And he said to them, if you go and work in my vineyard, I'll pay you what your work is worth. So they went to work in the vineyard. So I've promised Becky 1 silver coin for working the whole day. These guys are going to start at 9 o'clock a few hours later. And I've said to them, I'll give you what your work is worth. How much do you think they're going to get paid at the end of the day? Well, a bit less than this is what you'd imagine, isn't it? A bit less than one of these silver coins. Let's keep reading and see what happens next. The man went out again about 12 o'clock and again at 3 o'clock. Both times he hired people to work in his vineyard. At about 5 o'clock, so this is right at the very end of the day, the man went to the marketplace again and he saw others standing there. Now, this is where my friend Matt comes and helps me. Matt, I'm the owner of the vineyard and here's my friend Matt. And I find Matt there. Matt's been standing there all day with some other people, and I ask them all, why did you stand here all day doing nothing? And they answered, no one gave us a job. And the man said to them, then you can go out and work in my vineyard. Now, there's no need for me to give Matt a bottle of water. There's no need for me to give him some suntan lotion, because it's 5 o'clock, and it's not hot anymore. It's nice and cool, and he's only going to be working for a few minutes. So, Matt, you go off and work in the vineyard. Thank you very much. Now, about an hour later, only 1 hour later, oh, here we go, that's the bit I've just read. At the end of the day, the owner of the vineyard said to the boss of all the workers, call the workers and pay them. Start by paying the last people I hired. Then pay all of them, ending with the workers I hired first. The workers who were hired at 5 o'clock came to get their pay. So up comes Matt again. Having done only a few minutes' work, here he comes, and you can see he doesn't look tired. He smells great. He's not sweaty. He's nice and fresh. He's hardly done any work at all. And the master gives him 1 silver coin. So imagine I give that to you. That's your silver coin. And you go and sit down. Thank you, Matt. Well done. But then we follow the story along, and then the workers who were hired first came to get their pay. So here comes Becky. Poor old Becky, she's moving very slowly. She's exhausted. She's all sweaty, and she stinks because she's been working hard all day in the hot sun. She's had to drink all that water, all that suntan lotion she's had to put on her skin. She's been slaving away all day long. And the Bible passage says, they thought they would be paid more than the others, but each one of them also received 1 silver coin. So imagine I give that to Becky there. And Becky's now looking a bit disgruntled. When they got their silver coin, verse 11, they complained to the man who owned the land. They said, those people were hired last and worked only 1 hour, but you paid them the same as you paid us, and we worked hard all day in the hot sun. Now you've got a feel for Becky, haven't you? Poor old Becky, does that seem fair? Doesn't really seem fair to us, does it? Verse 13, if you follow along on the screen, but the man who owned the vineyard said to one of those workers, friend, I am being fair to you. You agreed to work for 1 silver coin, so take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same pay that I gave you. I can do what I want with my own money. Are you jealous because I'm good to those people? So Becky takes her silver coin and she goes. The owner is giving Becky what he promised. He's choosing to be super generous to Matt and to the others who started work really late on in the day. He's giving them the same reward, even though they only worked for a little bit. Now, what does all this mean? Well, last Sunday, the grown-ups were looking at the bit of the Bible that came just before this story. And there, Jesus talks about giving eternal life to his followers. His followers will serve him, and it'll be tough, and they'll leave things behind to work for him. But then Jesus will give them eternal life. And our story today helps us understand that a little bit more. So the coin in today's story, it stands for eternal life. You see the picture there? The fireworks there? It stands for eternal life. And like it says up on the screen, Jesus gives eternal life to all of his workers. It doesn't matter if you serve him for a really, really long time or if you serve him for just a little short time before you die. Jesus gives eternal life to all of his workers. Now, children, I have a question for you. I have a question for you, children. Does anyone know the name of the Bible writer who wrote the book of Revelation? Right at the very end of the Bible, I'll give you a clue. He also wrote John's Gospel. Can you shout out the name of the person who wrote that? John, well done. Now, John was somebody who served Jesus for ages. Because when we meet him in the Gospels, he's a very young man. And then by the time he wrote the book of Revelation, he's a very old man. He's been serving Jesus for ages. And he would have traveled around, and he'd have preached, and he'd have written books, and he got into trouble, went into prison and had a really hard time. And he served Jesus for ages. He was a bit like Becky, who worked hard in the sun all day long. And what did Jesus give him at the end of his life? Eternal life. Now imagine someone very different. Imagine the thief on the cross. You might know that when Jesus died on the cross, there were two criminals dying on crosses next to him. And one of the thieves put his trust in Jesus and he became a Christian. And then he died very shortly afterwards. And what did Jesus give to the thief on the cross? He gave eternal life to the same man, the thief on the cross. So you've got John who served for ages, and you've got the thief on the cross who didn't have a chance to do anything. The thief on the cross couldn't tell anyone about Jesus. He couldn't put out chairs for the church prayer meeting. He couldn't give money to the church or anything like that. But both of them got eternal life. Like it says on the screen, he gives eternal life to all his workers. I want to say three things really quickly, and then we're going to sing, okay? So you listening? Here's the first thing. We don't earn eternal life. Jesus gives it to us. You can work for Jesus all your life, or you can be like the thief on the cross. We don't earn eternal life by how much we do for Jesus. He gives it to us. That's really important. Here's the second thing. If maybe you're not a Christian here this morning. Maybe you're not yet convinced about Christian things. If that's you, please don't ever think God will never have me because I've ignored him for so long. The wonderful truth is, if you come to Jesus and begin serving him now, he will give you eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Like it says at the very end of the story, so those who are last now will someday be first. That would be you. Called to work last, but you'd be right at the front of the queue with eternal life. But don't put it off forever, because people who keep waiting might never get around to trusting in Jesus. Here's the third thing before we sing, and this is a word to those of us who are followers of Jesus. Maybe you've served him for a very long time. Maybe you've given your time and you've given your money and you've given your energy and you've served him and it's been hard. Well, imagine somebody becoming a Christian right at the end of their life. They haven't done anything for Jesus. And Jesus gives them eternal life, just like he's going to give you, who's worked hard for him all your life. We'll be tempted to complain, won't we? That's not fair, we'll be tempted to think. But actually, we should think Jesus is wonderfully generous. He's wonderful. He gives eternal life to all of his workers. And we're going to think more about that in a moment. But we're going to sing now. So let me invite the musicians to come to the front. And we're going to sing a song about how Jesus came to give eternal life to everyone who trusts in him. So please would you stand. And Becky's going to do some actions. And children, if you'd like to join in, you can. But grown-ups, you don't have to join in. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. So let's sing about Jesus who gives us eternal life. Now, we've just been thinking about how Jesus gives eternal life to all of his workers, everyone who comes and trusts in him. We don't earn eternal life by how much we do. He gives it to us. But how can Jesus give eternal life to us? Well, we're about to see, like it says there on the screen, Jesus suffered and died to give eternal life. And we're going to see the next few verses. So follow along as I read verse 17 on the screen. It says, Jesus was going to Jerusalem. His 12 followers were with him. While they were on the way, Jesus gathered the followers together and spoke to them privately. So they're all traveling now to Jerusalem, the capital city. And that's where Jesus is going to die. And there's a big crowd with them because they're all heading for the Passover festival. But Jesus now speaks privately to his 12 special followers. And he has something very important to tell them. He said this, "We're going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be turned over to the leading priests and the teachers of the law. They will say that he must die." Jesus knows the future. He's the Son of God. He knows what's going to happen in the future. In fact, this is the third time that he's told his friends what's going to happen. And what does he say here? He says that he'll be turned over to the leading priests and the teachers of the law. Now, does anybody know who are they? Who are those people? The teachers of the law and the leading priests. Go on. Shout it out, the Pharisees. Yeah, they're the Jewish leaders, aren't they? They're the Jewish leaders. And in a court, they're going to say that Jesus must die. And then, if you look at the screen, they will give the Son of Man to the non-Jewish people. So the Jewish leaders are going to hand Jesus over to the non-Jewish people. Now, does anyone know who the non-Jewish people were at this time that Jesus is going to be handed over to? Go on, Sammy. The Gentiles, that's another word for it. And particularly, it's these guys. Do you recognize these people up on screen? The Romans. Because it's the Romans who were in charge, and only the Romans could put someone to death. And so the Jewish leaders are going to hand Jesus over to the Romans. And look at what's going to happen. Jesus says they will laugh at him and beat him with whips, and then they will kill him on a cross. So Jesus is going to suffer a lot, and then he's going to die. And it says here that the Romans will laugh at him. Do you know that when King Charles III is crowned, they're going to put a crown of gold on his head? And can anyone remember what kind of crown the Romans put on Jesus' head to laugh at him? Go on, Murray. It wasn't a crown of gold. What did you want to say? A crown of thorns. Brilliant. That's right. Can you see the picture there? They're going to laugh at him. And then Jesus said, They're going to beat him with whips. And here's a picture of the kind of whip that they would have used. Very horrible. It would have had bits of bone or bits of metal in the cords. So it would have been extremely painful to be beaten with that. And then Jesus says they're going to kill him on a cross, which would have been a terrible way to die. But you know, all of this was God's plan for Jesus to rescue his people. Look at this. Look up at the screen again. Can you see what Jesus says at the end? They'll laugh at him and beat him with whips. They'll kill him on a cross. But on the third day after his death, he will be raised to life again. This is all part of God's plan. Jesus has come to save his people. And God would then raise Jesus to life again. Because you see, the cross was a rescue. The cross was a swap. We've all sinned against God. You and I have all done that. We've all ignored him and we've hurt other people. And we don't deserve eternal life. We deserve death and punishments for our sin. Let me invite Matt back up here. Matt's going to help us understand this. Imagine, Matt, you just stand there. Now, imagine that Matt stands for you and for me. He stands for all of us, okay? And the truth is that we've all sinned against God. We've all ignored him and disobeyed him. We've not listened to his words in the Bible and obeyed them. And we deserve to be punished for our sin. We deserve to die. We deserve hell. This is what God says we deserve on this big black disc. That's what we deserve for the way that we've sinned. So, Matt, you're going to hold that. But imagine for a moment that I'm Jesus. And Jesus is different from everyone else. Jesus is the only person who's led a perfect life, and he's never sinned. Jesus is the only person who actually deserves eternal life because of the way that he's lived. So here's Jesus, and this is what Jesus deserves. He deserves eternal life. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, it was a swap. Jesus swapped in for his people. And Jesus took this on himself. He took our sin. And he died on the cross instead of everyone who trusts in him. And the wonderful good news is that it's a swap, which means that now you and I, if we trust in Jesus, can have eternal life. Jesus dies for our sins, and we get to have eternal life through trusting in him. It's wonderful news. And we then begin a new life where we begin working for Jesus and serving him. But that's not how we earn eternal life. He gives it to us. Now, just stay there for a minute, Matt. Now, it might be that you're here this morning and you're not yet convinced about Christian things. Please know that this is the only way to get eternal life. We don't earn eternal life by how much we do for Jesus. We trust in Jesus and in his death on the cross, like it says on the screen. He suffered and died to give eternal life. And I do hope you want to find out more about that. Now, if you are trusting in Jesus and you're working for him, keep remembering, he does give eternal life to all of his workers. But it's not because of our work. It's because of Jesus who suffered and died. It's really important to remember that. And here's one last thing before we finish. It also keeps us from complaining. We will work hard for Jesus if we follow him. We'll come to church on Sundays and we'll want to help out at church. Maybe we'll give money so that other people can hear about Jesus. Some of us will move house for him. There will be a cost to living for him. And then when we think about someone like the thief on the cross, who trusts in Jesus right at the very end of their life, and God gives them eternal life, we'll be tempted to complain. We'll think, that's not fair. I've done so much for Jesus, and I've paid such a high cost for following him. Well, we need to remember, like it says up on the screen, Jesus suffered and died to give eternal life. And we should think, wow, that's amazing. It's brilliant that he gives any of us eternal life. Praise Jesus. Why don't we say a prayer? Lord Jesus, we want to admit to you again that we don't deserve eternal life. We deserve to die because of our sin. But we praise you that you came into this world to suffer and die to give us eternal life. What a wonderful gift. Help us to look forward to it. Amen.